Now, in a small prison just outside Madison, groups of inmates get together to read and discuss classic novels and poetry and their own writing. They're part of the Oak Hill Prison Humanities Project and the subject of a new documentary called Dostoevsky Behind Bars. It follows the inmates and the University of Wisconsin graduate students who teach them. Naomi Olson led a Russian literature course at the prison, and here's her story.
My name is Naomi Olson, and I'm a PhD candidate in Slavic languages at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and I started teaching Russian literature in 2009 at Oak Hill Prison. It's a very different experience from teaching in the university setting. The boundaries between you and your participants have to be firm, and so it's a much greater challenge. You really have to use the text as a way to establish close relationships.
Hands down, I'd want to be with literature. If I learn something today and I learn something tomorrow, then I'm making progress. If I don't learn anything within each day that I'm given, then I'm just, as they say, kicking a dead horse.
Teaching literature in a prison isn't like a Hollywood story where one day you bring in the magical story and someone breaks down and says, oh my God, I now understand. In the beginning, when I would bring in stories, it seemed like the participants' reactions to stories were pretty quick and decisive and resolute. But as time went on, we started to think more carefully about the characters and stop seeing them in terms of good guy or bad guy.
To be able to put both of the stories in perspective and look at it as the third party reading a book, it's like, wow, these type of things unfold like that. So it gives you real life scenarios so that you're able to make better choices in the future.
After I had been teaching for a while, I thought it was time to bring in a text that was a little bit more intense. This is a story called Sleepy by Anton Chekhov, and it tells the tale of a servant girl. And she was entrusted with caring for a baby. But she was so exhausted in the story. She's so tired, and her body is craving sleep so desperately that she unwittingly or unconsciously kills the baby just so that she can sleep. The participants were horrified at the end of the story, but at the same time, we did have empathy for this girl. And I think that what the story did was make us realize that every human circumstance has multiple sides to the story, and it's important to remember that. Life isn't made out of good guys and bad guys. It's always more complicated than that. The role of literature is to expose the ambiguity in our lives and to help us make meaning of the world. I think that the most important human condition is empathy. Without empathy, we're less than human, we're monsters.
In Crime and Punishment is telling the story of Raskolnikov, this guy who commits a murder, and basically, when he gets sent to prison, it's like a redemption for him. There has been parallels in my life with Raskolnikov. I've used what they've given me in here to become somebody much better than I ever was on the outs. If I get the chance to use that when I get out of here, I shall.
If I could make a living teaching literature in a prison, I would. It's so satisfying to be able to have very interesting and thought-provoking conversations in the worst of human circumstances. Throughout most of the day, an inmate only gets to relate to another individual as inmate to inmate or inmate to security officer. And for that 1 hour or 2 hours where we can look at a work of literature, we are all relating to each other as human beings.
That was Naomi Olson talking about the Oak Hill Prison Humanities Project. We also heard from Joshua Hopkins, Daniel Wright, and Scott Jenkins. They're all featured in the new documentary, Dostoevsky Behind Bars. You can check out the trailer on our website at ttbook.org.